Hundreds of U.S. Army soldiers are getting a crash course in firefighting this week before they ship out to relieve weary fire crews. The battle to contain a rash of wildfires in the West also is getting an assist from nature. Tom Bonsi reports from Fort Lewis, Washington.
Fire Captain Nick Kimberger has 4 days to turn hundreds of soldiers into firefighters.
It's an extremely quick course. Yes, the classroom is normally 4 days, and we're giving them classroom in 5 hours. Our main job is to keep them safe and try to get a job done out there, get some line put in, get some fires put out.
What size shirt do you think you need?
Okay, medium, long, and a large.
Troops line up to trade their olive-green camouflage for the bright yellow shirts and helmets of a forest firefighter. The first piece of gear they learn to use is the emergency fire shelter.
Spread your legs out in your hands.
Push it out, bud.
All right, that's good. Now, which way to fire coming?
It takes a bit of practice to unfurl the thin foil fire shield, crawl under, and tuck in the edges, all in a handful of seconds and with a sergeant watching. The constant safety reminders don't intimidate soldier Damon Claiborne.
It's very exciting. I like a lot of activity. I like action, so I'm willing to go see it.
Fellow soldier Nicole Williams doesn't seem quite as eager to go face-to-face with wildfire, but says it's assignments like this that prompt people to enlist.
You know, it's an experience of a lifetime, but that's just how it is when you join the Army. You know, things like that is call of your duty. You have to serve your country. I'm optimistic about the whole thing.
Fire bosses say the professional crews now on the front lines are getting tired and will be grateful to see the soldiers. More than 1,000 will deploy in stages later this week. The first group heads to the Spruce Dome blaze in central Washington state. Later deployments have yet to be determined. Task Force Commander Lieutenant Colonel Ron Huther says when the soldiers arrive, they'll scrape fire breaks and do other low-risk support jobs.
What we're doing is actually creating barriers for the fire. We're not going to be going in there chopping down trees that are on fire. So there's a lot of manual labor involved.
Ironically, the day the troops began their training, it started to rain. The forecast calls for several days of showers. National Weather Service forecaster John Wirth says the rain may stop the spread of fires in the Pacific Northwest, but not douse them completely.
Well, right now it looks like the rainfall amounts won't be heavy enough to extinguish the fires, but they certainly will help improve the situation.
Wirth says it would take 2 or 3 times the rainfall to put out the Northwest fires and make the mobilization unnecessary. This storm system will bypass dozens of pesky fires elsewhere in the West. Federal fire managers are also deliberately letting 3 forest fires burn, one each in California, Utah, and Montana. They're letting fire again play its natural role in wildernesses where no structures are threatened. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi at Fort Lewis, Washington.